91.3 WLRN presents South Florida Arts Beat. Today we bring you another in our series of live performances from our WLRN studios. Good afternoon, it's Bonnie Berman in for Ed Bell. We're thrilled to present the Amornay String Quartet, the ensemble in residence at Florida International University. Joining us are violinists Misha Vittenson and Tomas Kotik, violist Michael Klotz and cellist Jason Calloway, performing the music of Brahms, Britten, Schulhoff, Korngold, and Smith. Stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat up next, featuring the Amornay String Quartet. After an update from NPR and WLRN Miami Herald News. Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Bonnie Berman, in for Ed Bell. My pleasure to be with you today. Our program in our series of live performances is funded in part by listeners like you and generously co-sponsored by Pollo Tropical, where you can make your own tropichop. Pollo Tropical offers gift cards in any amount, and their new store is located in Aventura. Details and store locations at pollotropical.com. Life's better under the palm. We're also generously co-sponsored by Friends of WLRN, Inc. More info at WLRN.org, and by Bunny Cakes, a vegan and gluten-free bakery located at 2322 Northeast 2nd Avenue in Wynwood in Miami. Information at bunnycakes.com. Bunny Cakes, our heart with every cupcake. Well, welcome to you. Praised for their intelligence and immensely satisfying playing by the New York Times, the Amornay String Quartet, the ensemble in residence at Florida International University, has garnered recognition as one of today's exceptional string quartets. The Amornay's performance schedule has taken the quartet across the Americas and to Asia, Europe, and the Middle East. They've collaborated with many of today's most prominent artists and ensembles. The Amornay has always been committed to the music of our time and has commissioned works from many of today's leading composers. And the Amornay also actively advocates for neglected works of the past and aims to enliven the concert experience through its innovative programming. Their current season includes tours throughout Europe, Latin America, as well as premieres of several new works for quartet and return engagements throughout the U.S. and Israel. Ranging from Felix Mendelssohn, Dmitri Shostakovich, and Elliot Carter to Haydn, the Amornay garners excellence, admiration, and awe from audiences around the world. So, without further ado, time to experience them. Please join me with your warmest welcome for the Amornay String Quartet for their third appearance on South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you. Thank you. everyone. Those were the first two of the three divertimenti by Benjamin Britten. We will continue now with the preludium by Victor Cohn.
Enjoying a live performance by the Amarnay String Quartet. They're the ensemble in residence at FIU from our WLRN studios here on 91.3 WLRN. It's South Florida Arts Beat. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. It's South Florida Arts Beat and Bonnie Berman in for Ed Bell. We're enjoying a live performance this afternoon. It's the Amarnay String Quartet. They're the ensemble in residence at FIU. And gentlemen.
We will continue with the final movement of Brahms' A minor string quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we continue, I'm remiss in mentioning that in our zeal to begin, I forgot to neglect my colleagues and to introduce them. Starting from the bottom, I am, of course, the cellist, Jason Calloway. To my right is our violist, Michael Klotz. In front of me is our first violinist, Misha Wittinson. And we're very happy to introduce our new second violinist, Tomas Kotik. We'd like to continue this afternoon with a work which I believe we are introducing right now for the very first time in the United States. It's the first movement of a two-movement unfinished quartet by the Dutch Jewish composer Leo Smit. This was the last work that he wrote in 1944, I believe, before he was sent to Sobibor. So we hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
And we are reveling in the beauty of the music performed by the Amornay String Quartet Ensemble in residence at FIU, performing live from our WLRN studios on South Florida Arts Beat. And just a note, we are periscoping. we are periscoping this performance on Twitter. So you would go to Twitter, South Florida Arts Beat, and you can watch it live. You can also, of course, listen on WLRN.org, where we're streaming. One short break again, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat on 91.3 WLRN, live online, WLRN.org. Bonnie Berman in for Ed Bell for another in our series of live performances from our WLRN studios. Today, we're fortunate enough to be able to enjoy the music of the Amornay String Quartet. They are the ensemble in residence at FIU, and we're going to chat and find out a little bit more about them with Jason Calloway, the cellist. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you. So would you like to introduce the Amornay once again for us?
Yes, I will. And from the top down this time, Misha Wittenson is our first violinist, Tomas Kotik, our new second violinist, performing this afternoon with us for the very first time.
Oh, my.
Michael Klotz, our violist. And once again, I'm Jason Calloway, the cellist.
Now, you are the ensemble in residence at FIU. What does that mean exactly?
That means that we are one of the beacons of our School of Music and the college in the local community and elsewhere in Florida, the nation, and of course the world. And we carry the banner of the university with us everywhere we go.
What do you see on campus in terms of passion and commitment to music? The classical music world is in quite a state right now in terms of orchestras, you know, struggling, in terms of radio stations, in terms of classical music, you know, performers and those who love it. What do you see at the school?
Well, thankfully, I don't notice any of that on our campus.
That's
good. Very lively art scene, in keeping very much with the scene here in Miami. We have all the lively arts, the visual arts, the musical arts, the theater arts, and the majority of those are represented in our home, which is the Wertheim Performing Arts Center. And as well, we have a satellite campus in Miami Beach, the Miami Beach Urban Studios, which is a kind of incubator for all of these arts forms as we're crammed together in a very small space, sharing ideas and putting on performances and so on.
Well, I just want to mention, as you know, I said, classical music, as we all know, is having its own problems, but just in case you hadn't heard, WLRN is offering classical music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on our HD2 station. You can access the music on an HD radio, which you can get at Best Buy or where another store, but that's the one I know of. You can stream the music online at WLRN.org. Click on the classical HD button, or you can also tune into our HD2 station on many car radios. Mm-hmm. So glad to offer that for the community. So you're in a string quartet. What does that mean? Is that sort of like a marriage?
Well, if you would call a marriage of four brothers a marriage, then I suppose so.
Well,
I think we represent all the very best and the very worst of four brothers.
So what does that mean?
Well, that means that we know each other intimately, and unfortunately, we also know each other a little too intimately. And so we rely very much on those relationships as we both play music and argue about the music, besides the many hours we spend together at school and on the road, arguing and duking it out and hopefully arriving at something of a unified interpretation in life and in music.
So, I mean, you have your ups, you have your downs, you have your obstacles, you have your joys.
We do, like any group or band, but hopefully we'll never end up the way Metallica did, hiring a therapist.
Well, I hope not. How do you choose your repertoire? You perform a lot of works from the past that have been neglected. You perform a lot of new works, and you perform a lot of standard, you know, the Haydn string quartets. How do you choose your music? And why on your website is every single selection in a minor key?
Well, I suppose that says something about our seriousness.
Yes.
Although it's purely accidental.
Uh-huh.
As far as choosing the repertoire, we're very glad to play in a string quartet purely because many, if not most, of the greatest composers, past and present, have saved some of their most profound utterances for this truly perfect ensemble, which represents, as it does, all four voice parts. In our case, we've taken up the mantra of some of our teachers, firstly, in trying to play old music as though it were just written and new music as though it's in the canon, which explains why we devote so much of our time to contemporary music. But as well, all four of us are Jews and so feel a very strong commitment to the music, not only of the Holocaust, but of Jews in pre-Soviet Russia and so on. That explains the Smit, which we played,
right,
and later in the show we'll play a work of Schulhoff and something of Korngold. And as well, the fact that we're very proud to be a part this season of the inaugural series of FIU's Jewish Music, which is a collaboration of the Jewish Museum of South Florida, which is a part of the university, and one of the concerts, Florida Grand Opera, and of course the Amernay and our friends and colleagues. There'll be a 5-concert series throughout the season at the museum. That's at the corner of 4th and Washington, I think, in Miami Beach. More information will be online, but there will be a concert each in November, December, January, February, and March.
Well, I want you to play. If you can, just in a few seconds, tell us what Amernext is.
Amernext is a clever word that we cooked up in cahoots with our manager to denote some of the different repertoire and the mixtures of styles, new and old, folk and through composed, that we're trying to incorporate into our repertoire. And I think fits as well with some of the goals of the university and our School of Music, which has a very exciting season planned, and our repertoire fits in with some of that.
Okay, well, can you play a short piece before we go to a break?
We can.
Okay.
This will be the first and maybe the second, unless Bonnie gives me the hanger, of the 5 short pieces of Erwin Schulhoff.
Thank you.
And that is the Amornay String Quartet Ensemble in Residence at FIU, performing on South Florida Arts Beat on 91.3 WLRN. Another short break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat. You're hearing the tuning of the Amornay String Quartet in a live performance from our WLRN studios. And we want to thank you all for having been here. This will be our last piece of the afternoon. And please enjoy the Amornay String Quartet.
Thank you for being with us this afternoon. We will conclude with the second of the five pieces of Schulhoff, as well as the second and third of the pieces from the suite Much Ado About Nothing by Eric Wolfgang Korngold. And I'll remind you to please visit us online at www.amornayquartet.com, and of course on Facebook and Twitter. And be sure to visit the FIU School of Music's website for all the latest goings on there. Thanks again. Thank you.
August the 28th. Thank you so much for being with us. Many thanks to the Amarnay String Quartet, the ensemble in residence at FIU, Misha Vittenson, Tomas Kotik, Michael Klotz, and Jason Calloway. Thank you to our audience for your undivided attention and enthusiasm. Great work, as always, from our engineer, Christy Angelis, for the sound mix, Andy Wagner with technical direction and the broadcast mix, and from Paul Leary, our online producer, who periscoped today's performance. Thanks to the friends of WLRN, namely our membership director, Norvell Jackson, Nicole Sands, Circle of Friends associate, and volunteers, Fran Cooper, Augusta Zimmerman, and Corey Ferguson. Our gratitude, as always, to Pollo Tropical for our tasty lunch and to Bunny Cakes for their delicious cupcakes. And, of course, to you, our listeners here and around the globe, we thank you for joining us. Our theme music was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Sam and Mike Levine. Monday at 1, join Joseph Cooper, Dr. Paul George, and me for our very popular South Florida history quiz on topical currents. It's everything South Florida. I'm Bonnie Berman. It's been a privilege to set in for Ed Bell today. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend, and let's hope Erica doesn't wreak havoc anywhere. Stay tuned for Here and Now, up next from NPR News.